Hello, I am your host, Kathy Chester, and welcome to the Move It or Lose It podcast, a podcast about all things that move the mind, body, and soul. The Move It or Lose It podcast is for information, awareness, and inspirational purposes only. I am not a doctor, and I don't even play one on TV, so please consult your doctor before making any medical decisions. The views expressed by advertisers, guests, or contributors are their opinions and not necessarily the views of the Move It or Lose It podcast.
Okay, so today we are personal and real.
Hey guys.
Today I'm with Adam Powell and we're on TikTok and we're doing a podcast. So Adam, what's been going on?
Oh, I have been super busy.
We went to lunch.
We did go to lunch. I was busy with lunch.
Right, we did lunch.
Yeah, after I went to one of my UPS buildings this morning to help promote my event. And then to my surgeon that did my knee surgery.
How's that going?
It's going really well.
Yeah, you were running in the gym. And you've got...
This event is backwards for you guys. Yeah. But I'm doing a big motorcycle run on May 5th up in Flint, Michigan.
Yeah, so we have to run on the motorcycle?
No.
Because I don't think I can.
You just ride motorcycles.
Okay. So I'm going to ride with you.
But even if you don't have a motorcycle, just come out.
I want a motorcycle.
I can't ride anymore, can I?
But can I ride on someone else at the back of a motorcycle?
You might be able to.
I think I could persuade someone.
I'm sure you could.
Because I would really like that.
I'm sure you could.
Okay.
So hopefully there's a lot.
I would hope so.
It was good last year. Last year was my first one.
I couldn't go.
I know.
It wasn't my fault.
Because you suck. That's why.
I meant all your events. I missed one.
No, you missed two. You missed the walk last year, too.
But I got to the card game.
You got to the card game. But you didn't go to the walk or the bike run.
The one walk I missed.
Yes.
I'm sorry. But this one's important. How much are you trying to raise?
My team goal is $10,000 this year.
It's always a big one. We're not talking like 300. It's always a big one.
Yeah. Go big or go home.
That's right.
And I'm not even going as all out as I did last year because... Last year my team raised $26,000.
That's really good. So what did you get for that? You got to go speak somewhere.
I didn't get to do anything for that. They just gave me a t-shirt. All I did was raise $26,000. And all I got was a crappy t-shirt.
Yeah, that's what we all got. A crappy t-shirt.
But my name on the back says number one.
That's cool.
On the Milford.
So what are you going to, your t-shirt's coming up. So what do you got coming up? Are you making new t-shirts?
So this, yes. Okay. So I am getting...
Extra smalls?
I can't do extra smalls.
You know I can't. It's like wearing a night shirt.
Because you eat a cheeseburger.
That's not even in my thing. I can eat red meat like once a month. So, all right, I'll get that cheeseburger out.
It'll be small. All right. Maybe we'll find you like a full cotton one and we can shrink it up.
Yeah. Okay.
The other problem is it's so like the back of it with the MS with the wrong MF on the back is too big. It doesn't fit.
It covers me. It actually will cover the front of me too.
I'll just wrap it around you.
It'll be like a big blanket.
But no, I do have new shirts. I got a new design and I will have them early next week. I think I'm wearing last year's.
Are you?
I am wearing last year's.
Not. Oh, I do have mine upstairs.
This is last year's. Wow.
I like that one. I've shrunk that thing.
Yeah, that's last year's. But now I have the second annual one.
What
new design.
What are you doing about softening that thing up?
I don't know.
Because I mean, ladies, it's a little rough. So you got to like really put like a lot of, I'm even using like baby shampoo to soften that up.
Hey, I don't know. I don't know anything.
But they are really cool.
I think they're very comfortable.
Because I'm trying to kind of copy while I'm making mine.
I think they're super comfortable.
I do too. So, like, for serious now, we are doing a podcast as well.
Oh, yeah.
So, welcome, Adam, to Move It or Lose It podcast.
Oh, hi.
So, we are on this, too, but we're talking to two different crowds.
We're TikToking.
TikToking and podcasting.
Well.
So, Adam, what exactly, when is the date of this?
My motorcycle run is on May 5th.
Okay.
Kickstand's up at 11 o'clock, 9:30, registration starts. They're going to have breakfast. We don't know the exact route yet because of construction around the area, so we'll find that
in Michigan. We'll find that out
probably the end of this week, and then I can start telling it. We're probably 3 or 4 different bars in Genesee County.
Okay, so is the goal then to every stop we drink like a shot?
Well, I mean, they do.
Oh, we don't.
I don't.
Isn't that good for MS? Oh, okay.
I put it on and then I stay behind because people show up. They don't ride. And I have to be like the MC.
Okay. You got to be a dog that might break the whole thing.
I didn't even realize you were there. And then all of a sudden my leg moved. Hi.
There's my therapy dog or my party Sophia. Dog. We're not really sure what she does. But she's
Do you want to get on camera? You're trying.
She always wants to.
But you're not quite there.
You can't quite jump up that high.
Here, come up here. So, can you do this? Can you come up here?
Sophia, are you going to come up and Anna? You're going to come up? You jump up and get some camera time?
Come here.
Come on, jump up. Jump. And she's like,
fine.
Yeah.
Do that sure. Fine.
So you've got this coming up. And so you've got a lot of big things. You've also been on the news.
I was on the news for the tattoo event. But
yeah. Which was kind of cool.
That was really cool. The tattoo event at a church.
Yeah, which is super really cool.
Awesome.
Who would have thought that?
Exactly.
Yeah, that not and back when I was a pastor.
So how many people can actually say they got tattooed not at me. A church?
I'm just thinking as a prior pastor's church. Wife, that was never, ever allowed.
Right.
So that's super cool.
It is. The pastor was really awesome. I still am in contact with her a lot. And I just went up and like shared these flyers with her the other day.
No, I'm going to go get a tattoo. There.
We're doing it again. She definitely wants to do it again. It'll be in the fall.
Where? You have no room. I have lots of spots. You have no spot.
I found a spot last time. I got it like right back here.
Maybe we'll get the same one.
Can you see it?
There's not. There's literally there. Like.
Unstoppable.
This big of a spot.
And that's how big of a tattoo I got.
What's the tattoo going to be? We'll get one together.
The next one, I have no idea.
Well, if it's this big.
I don't know.
We'll have to find some MS lane.
I don't know. I'm starting my leg. In June.
I don't want my legs done.
I'm doing well by starting my leg. I actually mean finishing my leg.
Okay.
I'm doing my whole thigh.
If you were a female with babies, my legs have been screwed up enough with miracle saints.
That's fine. That's why you tattoo over. I have a dog between my legs, by the way. Hi, Sophia.
Could be other things, but
it could be. Hi, pup.
I'll have to edit this for I'll have to put a big disclaimer on. Yeah, so we got this. So a lot of things. So I really want you. You guys know we've been together a lot. Actually, our highest rating.
We haven't seen each other. Well, no, we haven't seen each other. I don't even remember how long.
It's been almost a year. Yeah, probably. That's bad. That's really bad for us. Yeah, we apologize.
It's because you don't show up to my stuff.
What? You'd never come here.
Oh wait, did you come to my tattoo event?
No.
Oh, there's another thing you missed.
When did you come over here? When's the last time you've been here? Never. It's been forever. So now that you're better. She like really wants to get in this.
I had that knee surgery too, and that knocked me down for a while.
But we'll do a workout together.
I need to get back to it.
You
want to
do it in the gym in here?
I need to get back to it.
You want to come over in the gym and do it?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. So next time you see us after May, we'll do a workout together and show you guys some stuff. Sophia's literally knocking everything down. She's really into this. So that's the main thing is we really wanted to talk about. Well, I really want to make sure
there's
before
so much more
May.
We
I know
about,
but
this.
I really want you to make sure. Tell them how they can donate.
Okay, so
because that's a big important
thing.
The
flyer has been out on all of the social media.
All the things.
There is a QR code.
And here we go, moving again.
We're moving.
And you can't even see Sophia, so I'll send a picture.
She's being a monster.
Okay.
But no, there's a QR code that's on the flyer that goes directly to my Walk MS page. So you can donate right through there. Or I would just prefer that you just show up.
Yeah.
Just come to Michigan. I know a lot of you out there are not in Michigan, which is unfortunate. But,
but
if you are in the area, come on out. Because my friend's band is playing. Yeah. It's guys.
And I'm singing.
Guys, I knew you are not singing. I want people to show up, not leave, Kathy.
I always tried to sing in Lance's band and he never would let me. I always I could backup sing so well. But
no, my friend's band, Mixtape Knockoffs. I went to elementary school with two of them. I've known them that long. And then a couple of them
are
in college. They are.
Or you're just saying that because you went to school.
They are really good. And they play, what I love about them so much, they play covers. It's not your typical cover band.
So I'll hear
they play stuff that they like to play.
Like,
so they don't, it's not like you, they might. But it's not like the typical every song you hear from a cover band. They play random stuff. Like I've learned songs from them that I was like, I don't even know who this is.
And then
I picked it up and was like, oh, and they do mashups. So it's like mash songs together. Yeah. It's really good.
Well, I like live music anyway.
And I got drawings for cool shit, as it says here on my flyer. It just says,
what do you want me to
cool shit.
What can I, you right want me there. To do some sessions?
You can do that.
All right. I'll give away 2 Zoom sessions.
Cool. Yeah, we can do that. That's a good deal.
That is my giveaway to you.
Yeah.
For you. Two Zoom sessions for you guys. So that is my present.
Could you, well, what if it's, I mean,
I'm gonna be an
it's going to be
in-person.
only people at the event, though.
Yeah, but so I'll do a Zoom or they can, or in studio.
Okay. All
So
right.
whatever,
That'll work.
Whatever they would like.
That will work.
Okay. Deal.
But yeah, so there's the band's playing at 4. There's a free taco bar starting at 4. It is also Cinco de Mayo. So we did not even plan that when we planned this. It
Which
just
is
happened
smart.
to be the date that we picked.
Which
We,
is awesome.
in September, we're like, yeah, well, last year we did it like May 7th. The first
Right.
week in May is always their kickoff to the bike season.
Right.
So May 5th. And
perfect.
In September, you don't think of May 5th
right,
as Cinco de Mayo.
No. You're not even thinking about May.
No.
You're thinking about fall colors and all that.
No.
If you're
So,
in Michigan.
Yeah. So it's going to be real. Like I said, last year was really good.
Yeah.
I've gotten a lot of local businesses to donate, like gift cards and gift
good.
Baskets. And
well, I'm super
more
happy for
importantly,
this.
for my
Yes.
people, tattoo shops, a lot of my tattoo
Yeah.
shops have donated stuff.
Good.
So there's going to be a lot of stuff
Yes.
to give away. I'm trying to get.
I only have three, so I need some
Yeah,
more.
you can win some.
Good.
I'm trying to get some of my dad's old motorcycle racer buddies
Oh,
to come up
cool.
there.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, scooters has always been
I
a
mean, you
biker
have the
bar.
best family.
I do.
You just do.
My
You
dad
got
used
this.
to race motorcycles with all these
Yeah.
guys. And
Well, I kind of adopted your
last
parents.
year, Scott Parker and Jay Springsteen showed up. And they're like,
Very cool.
if you follow flat track motorcycle racing at
Yeah,
all,
over.
do I need the muscle for you?
I don't.
So, a flat track
You're
motorcycle
coming to
racing.
this podcast.
Flat track motorcycle racing. These guys are like legends of it from the Flint
I know.
area.
Why watch them?
And
Just kidding.
they, Jesus, they showed up last year at the event and brought like some signed memorabilia and like number plates and stuff. And it
Very
was
cool.
really cool. So I'm hoping they can come out. We're trying to get some of the guys that just like retired last year, Brian Smith,
Okay.
stuff like that, that might be able to show up because he's local too. And
Good.
it's just, I have been
So is it going to be
working
live?
my ass.
So if people aren't live in like another state?
I don't know how I'm going to do that. I thought
Well,
about
maybe
that,
we could do some
but I don't know
video.
how
I
I
can
could
help
do
with
that.
that.
I
I can
haven't thinking
video
about
some.
that because my normal video
Oh,
guy.
did I just say I would video some? Did I just say we have hats on?
Oh, hey,
Look.
we're cowboys. Thanks.
I can help video some.
Okay, that would be awesome. I was planning on like probably doing a live when all the motorcycles are taking off because Lisa's going to go out there, the
Yeah.
owner's going to
Okay.
talk about it because it's opening ride. And then I'll say some stuff. And I was thinking about doing a live for that just
Okay.
to see all of it and see
Yeah.
hopefully all the people that are there.
Yeah. Yes, there'll be a lot of people there.
But like I said, if you don't ride, we'll be there all day. Like
Yeah,
I
come
am
hang
not
out.
going on the ride. So they're leaving at 11. They'll get back about 3:34. That's when the band starts, that's when the food's playing. But in between all that, I'm going to be there all day with my
Yeah.
shirts, with my
And I'll try to get
all
in
my
so maybe Lance can live
swag.
stream it.
Yeah, it could be cool
So
too.
that, you know, my husband that helps do all of this because I'm not at all
No,
techie.
you're technologically
Yeah.
challenged for sure.
I can just talk
You
and
should have
watch.
seen the length of time it took
Seriously, listen to this
to get the
guy.
Zoom going.
I'm doing this to raise money for you and you're, wow,
Right under
our
the bus.
friendship.
Under the bus.
Yeah. So I love you still to death. But it's really important that we raise money for this awareness and that you come back from where a while ago, really depressed, injured.
Oh, that. Oh, God.
And that was a tough time
It's
to
been
come
a
back.
hard
Yeah.
year for
Yeah.
me. Like I took that road trip last year, which was incredible.
Right.
The road trip was amazing, but ever since I got back from that, it's just
Yeah.
been slowly sliding
Yeah.
downhill.
I mean, it was a tough. It's been
The
tough, you not being
surgery
back
was hard, having to not be able to go
there.
to the gym for that long, being
Yeah.
on crutches for almost 2 months,
But now your arms are
not being
super
able to
strong.
drive. Yeah, they're always super strong.
So that's
Yeah.
been, I mean, it was hard to watch. I mean, because
Yeah.
you are like my favorite person to be able to like talk about my workouts with, talk about like where you are with it. And to watch you go down
It was
was hard.
hardest for me to not be able to do anything, like be forced to
Yeah.
not do it. Because when I went into that surgery,
Yeah.
I was expecting just a scope, just
Right.
a quick cleanup. Next
Right.
week, I had all my therapy set up with my therapist, my
Yeah.
neurotherapist, everything was set. And then the doctor was like, oh, yeah, we had to sew it down.
So what would you say now that you've been through it to like people that are having to go through that or just feeling that depression, like have had something done and they're told they can't do anything, for the next several months and they're like, forget it. I don't even have anything to be excited about anymore.
You just got to know that it's going to end. Like, it sucks while you're in it, but every time the doctor said that I could do something a little more, like the first time I went and saw him, I thought I was going to be straight for 6 weeks. The first time I went in after 2 weeks, he said, oh, no, you can start bending again to 90 degrees. And by 2 days, I was bending 90 degrees.
Wow.
And what that did for me was that allowed me to drive again.
Yeah.
Because I could actually fit in my car.
Right.
And I don't use my legs to drive.
You don't?
So, no, I drive with my hands.
I know this.
So that allowed me to drive again, and that gave me freedom.
Right.
And I was able to still go out and do some stuff, get out of the house, just move around.
Right.
I mean, it was still a pain trying to crutch around everywhere, but.
Well, you do a really good job, I think, of really not, I think we both do this, of not really, well, good or bad, of not really sharing all the time. And people don't know, maybe that's the bad part, of how much pain we really are in.
I'm not, this is.
But I don't want to, we neither one of us like to boohoo about it.
That's exactly what it is.
And that's why we're so similar.
I'm just.
We're not like that.
Because I am in so much pain all the time, I just don't want to talk about it because I feel like nobody wants to hear it. I just don't want to bitch about it.
I mean, I feel like I give it life almost.
Yeah.
You know, like if I constantly talk about how, but I also want to be there for people who need to know, yes, it does suck sometimes. And yes, it is painful. But if I just go there all day, then it's like I just feed more into
it. And that's what I like on TikTok now that I've been on TikTok. There's a lot of, there's the MS top community is fantastic. Yeah,
absolutely.
And there's 100%. Anything that you need on there, you'll find. If you want like a serious one, you'll have it. There's ones that do interviews. There's ones that guys night. There's women's. There's care. They even have caregivers time now.
Yeah.
Or caregivers are
which
talking.
I think is awesome.
But like when I go on in my life, like I don't really want to talk about MS.
Yeah.
I just want to go on there and goof around and joke about stuff. Because just to have I had to deal with it. 24/7.
Right.
So sometimes I just don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I know you'd relate to this, but often I tell women it's like when you're pregnant.
Oh, yeah. All those times I've been pregnant. Yeah.
And it's like that's the only thing you think about all the time. And MS is like the only thing all the time. So it does like feel good to like have an hour or do something that's have a talk or a chat or a group or a podcast that's like we're still doing MS. But
yeah.
To have something that
well, we're doing it for a reason.
For fun, yes.
Because we're, I mean, I'm
raising money and awareness.
Like, yes. And it's more, I know, I don't, I hate asking people for things.
If
I hate asking
for
people
you.
For money.
If you're pocketing,
I know, but I still don't like it. Like,
but what are we doing it for?
I feel what like I'm, for? That's more for, like, for me personally, that's more for just the awareness aspect of it.
I mean, that's
like,
the most
once we
thing.
Make some money, if we make money for the society, that's awesome.
Yeah.
But I would rather just have people show up, have a good time, and then it becomes like a learning thing.
Yeah.
Like I can educate them about it.
Absolutely.
Other people, there's going to be other people with MS up there, and you know, they can see that we can do this stuff. And
that's the biggest thing is I think people get nervous when somebody's coming out asking for money. But I think the most important thing is educate yourself. Who is the person? Do we trust Adam? Do we know Adam?
Molly, look at Molly. She's
Molly,
awesome you
love
are.
You.
Oh, the both of us. We
love you.
Molly, you're great.
And
we were actually talking about you at lunch.
Yes,
Molly.
We did.
All good things. Amazing things.
So I think it's really important that we understand, like we know who we're giving the money to.
Yeah.
And if we trust you, then it's important that we do. And then we know like where we're giving the money to and where it's being, you know, where it's going. Because a lot of times the nervousness, I think, is we've been taken advantage of before. So I think it's our due diligence to make sure we know where the money is going. And this is
can I put my foot down so I'm
Sophia's
not
like,
it
no.
on you?
So we wanted to pop on because we really wanted to get this out there. And we wanted just to do a quick short podcast, totally different scenery. I'm not in the room, not doing it in the podcast room, just a little different.
We're at the kitchen table right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, the booth. We're in the booth. So we wanted just to have, we were having fun today and thought that it'd just be a perfect time. Before the 5th, before we
that is like a
very,
week
very
and a
close.
Half away.
Exactly.
And I just got these flyers like last Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I've already printed out like 600 of them.
Wow. So
and
give me some
so gone. I like gone.
Oh, I got you. Gave me some. So
I was at UPS today.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
which
you know
where that's where you used to work.
And I used to work.
Yeah.
Which, as if you know me at all, I do not like UPS. Because UPS screwed me over big time. I love the employees, though.
Right.
I love the people.
Yeah.
And like going back there today, I worked in that building for over a year, mm-hmm. and just seeing the support and all the people, and it was really cool. And I'm hoping a lot of those guys show up.
That'd be
for
awesome.
It. But I also printed out like 200 more flyers, so I wasted their ink and paper.
Nice, like that. Because I don't even have that much ink, so I would have told you to go.
There you go. That's why I did it. UPS. Right.
Cool. Very good. But honestly, truly, like this is something that's really important. I would love to see that for him. And I don't do this a lot for everybody. I couldn't. But this is super important. I want you guys to know about it. If you haven't checked it out, please do. And if you haven't given Adam some love for all the work and all the stuff he does for MS, make sure you do, because I certainly love him to
Thank
death.
You.
And he knows that that we're always there for each other. And we should be, because we know what it's like to have it. We know what it's like for our negative days, our happy days. And it's great.
Are you good? Happy days?
I'm always
happy.
What
are these happy days that you speak of,
when
Kathy?
You do something you're not supposed to forget.
No, I fell down yesterday. That was not happy.
That was not happy.
That was not a happy day.
I
got a boo-boo on my knee. You want to see it?
Okay. Sophia, kiss the boo. I can't because it's so tattooed up. I can't even
You
see
really
it.
Can't see it. I do. I swear. I promise.
You can't even see that he has hair on his legs because he's so tatted up. So there's something. But this was awesome. I'm glad that we got to see each other. And
me too.
I miss you.
I'm glad. I miss you too. I've talked about you a lot.
You do?
I do.
I talk about you a lot.
I tell these people all the time. They need to watch you and follow you.
Thank you.
And Molly does too. Molly says such great
things.
Thank
you. Molly does. Thank you guys. And I hear about you all the time. Every time I go on something, I hear about you.
That's good.
I think we're next door.
Is it usually like good. Adam's an asshole?
No, it's always good. Okay. Like we're next door and I should go tell you something. And like I could knock on your door because you're right there.
That would be fun. We gotta you'll have to come out and we gotta ride bikes more.
Yeah.
I went out last week.
You did?
I rode like 3 miles, first time.
That'd be a good thing because I gotta get my bike tuned.
Yeah, it was good.
I'm gonna say bye to the podcast. So those of you just enjoy this podcast, it'll be coming out right away so we can get it out there before
With
May.
All of our shenanigans.
Yes,
involved.
All our craziness.
Yes.
So love you guys. Don't forget to join us and probably next weekend for Move It or Lose It podcast. And our other guests on TikTok, stay around.
Yeah, because we're just gonna chat on TikTok now.
So enjoy. We'll see you next time on Move It or Lose It.
Bye, guys.
With Adam. Bye. Love you guys.
See ya.
Cast, where you can again find us every Tuesday. And also wherever you like your podcast, whether it's Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, join us on that. And we can't wait to see you again. We're going to have a lot of exciting guests and working together. And as always, you'll hear us say at the end of every podcast, we are stronger together. So let's do it. Let's become stronger together. Have a great day.